then you come up and they get more and more complex as it goes.
The facts are, however, that many of these fossils are out of place when you try to rank them from the evolutionary standpoint. So follow along then. Frequently, fossils are not vertically sequenced. That means in the proper order, one on top of the other. In the assumed evolutionary order, Walter E. Lammerts has published 8 lists totaling almost 200 wrong order formations in the United States alone. I want you to think about that. If you said, here's the list, and this is the way it should be all over the world, and they find 200 places in the United States alone, that's not, you know, the question is, how many times do these people have to be wrong till we stop listening to them? And if you wanted to research that, I gave you the references there in the Creation Research Society Quarterly. Next paragraph, for example, in Uzbekistan, and we were just there for lunch, weren't we? Uzbekistan, 86 consecutive hoof prints of horses were found in rocks dating back to the dinosaurs. They got dinosaurs and horses riding alongside each other. The leading authority on the Grand Canyon published photographs of horse-like hoof prints visible in rocks that, according to the theory of evolution, predate hoofed animals by more than 100 million years. Oops. Somebody didn't tell those horses. Dinosaur and human footprints were found together in Turkmenistan and Arizona. Alexander Romashko tracking dinosaurs. And these are other places to find those. All right, next paragraph. I wanted to put these in, not because it's interesting to read, but you can take this home and you can check it out because, you know, we just say this is what they found and then you don't know. So here it is. There's the documentation. Third paragraph. Sometimes land animals, flying animals, and marine animals are fossilized side by side in the same rock. So they were flying and swimming, same place, same time, walking. Dinosaur, whale, elephant, horse, and other fossils, plus crude human tools, have reported to be found in the phosphate beds in South Carolina. I don't know why they took those tools to bed with them, but there you go. Coal beds contain round black lumps called coal balls, some of which contain flowering plants that allegedly evolved 100 million years after the coal bed was formed. Amber, found in Illinois coal beds, contain chemical signatures showing that the amber came from flowering plants. But flowering plants supposedly evolved 170 million years after the coal formed. In the Grand Canyon in Venezuela, in Kashmir and in Guyana, spores of ferns and pollen from flowering plants are found in Cambrian rocks, rocks supposedly deposited before flowering plants evolved. Pollen also has been found in Precambrian rocks deposited before life allegedly evolved. Petrified trees in Arizona's Petrified Forest National Park contain fossilized nests of bees and cocoons of wasps. The petrified forests are reputedly 220 million years old, while bees and flowering plants, which bees require, supposedly evolved almost 100 million years later. Pollinating insects and fossil flies with long, well-developed tubes for sucking nectar from flowers are dated 25 million years before flowers are assumed to have evolved. Most evolutionists and textbooks systematically ignore. The question is, what do they do with this stuff? They systematically ignore discoveries which conflict with the evolutionary timescale. Figure 12, on the back. Insect in amber. The best preserved fossils are encased in amber, protected from air and water and buried in the ground. Amber, a golden resin similar to sap or pitch, usually from conifer trees, such as pines, may also contain other preservatives. No transitional forms of life have been found in amber. There's no, almost a fly, but part of a squid or something, just none of that found. Despite evolutionary-based ages of 1.5 to 300 million years, animal behaviors unchanged from today are seen in three-dimensional detail. For example, ants in amber show the same social and work patterns as ants today. Experts bold enough to explain how these fossils formed say that hurricane force winds must have snapped off trees at their trunks, causing huge amounts of resin to spill out and act like flypaper. Debris and small organisms were blown into the sticky resin, which was later covered by more resin and finally buried. In a clean room laboratory, 30 to 40 dormant but living bacteria species were removed from intestines of bees encased in amber from the Dominican Republic. When cultured, the bacteria grew. This amber is claimed to be 25 to 40 million years old. Boy, that's tough bacteria, huh? But I suspect it formed at the time of the flood, only thousands of years ago. Is it more likely that bacteria can be kept alive thousands of years or many millions of years? Metabolism rates, even in dormant bacteria, are not zero. So there you have it. Yes.
Remember St. Helens?
Pardon? Yes.
Remember St. Helens?
Yes, Mount St. Helens.
After that happened, a few days later, it cut a miniature, a Grand Canyon in that area. In just a few days, it didn't take 40 days and 40 minutes.
That's right. Mount St. Helens has gone, has been a great help to creationists who have found already some petrified trees from the high mineral content in the water there, and also some of the ways that heavier things shift and just sink in the ground. They found evidence of that. So it's not that it was layer upon layer upon layer. It was that it was all being shaken, and it, like in some earthquakes, that'll just turn into quicksand, swallow a whole building. These things were done at the time of the flood. All right, thank you. Any comments or questions? Yes. Yeah, just the same as today. Yeah.
So how was
amber? Amber is sap that has been closed over the insect, and then it was buried at the time of the flood, hardened. In the book and the movie Jurassic Park, they drilled into the stomach of the mosquitoes and found the DNA in the blood that they had sucked from the dinosaurs, and that's how they cloned the dinosaurs. But the fact that this is supposed to have happened so long ago, how could have that been preserved? All right, so one more evidence that we're being fed a bill of goods.